Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast. Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on! Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. Hey, we are back again live on Facebook. We're on the Herd App Media YouTube page, and we're also on Twitter. So if you're watching it, subscribe to our podcast. And if you're just listening, then watch on Fridays.
Am I intimidating at all?
Yeah, that made your man's shoulder there, that guy.
It's my Secret Service dude.
Yeah, he's like rigid. Like he doesn't move.
He doesn't move. He's well trained.
Yeah, he's worth his money.
He takes it whatever serious.
Yeah, whenever you're paying him, it's worth it.
So yeah, so good morning. Yeah. Okay. What's going on?
Yeah.
Good morning, Nikki. Hi.
Yesterday, I know you were in meetings all day yesterday. So I think I don't even know if I saw you, other than recording in the morning, afternoon. So we have some construction going on around here, like all over the building. And there's a lot of people on the roof doing things, in the basement doing things.
Let me just say, I saw the flutter of emails and Teams messages. So
it was in the middle of the day. All of a sudden the fire alarm goes off and we're like, okay. And people's everybody's kind of nervous. It's like, well, okay. We knew that there was construction. It was probably just that because it didn't smell like smoke or anything. But there's two other floors in the building. You just never know.
Right.
And then I start thinking of the Titanic and it's like, okay, I don't want this to be my swan song. So anyway, everybody starts fluttering around trying to see what's up. We figure out it's the construction guys coming out. Like, sorry, we dropped something and it set off the alarms. Couldn't figure out how to get them turned off. And so it automatically sends a signal to the police and the fire trucks.
As it should.
And they were here really quick. Like I heard somebody like with a very authoritative voice in the lobby, like, is there smoke? Is there fire? And I'm like, that doesn't sound like anybody around here. And it was a police officer.
And you're like, shh, I'm recording.
Yeah. I'm on TikTok, dude. So yeah, Angie went around, let everybody know it's false. And all of a sudden you hear the sirens coming down the street and the fire trucks pull in and start pulling the hoses off. And like, wait a second. No, it's a false alarm. The officer went down there and told them. But the funny thing is that last summer, I think, or last fall, we had a training up here for like CPR, fire, escaping a fire, whatever, evacuation. I didn't go. I missed it too. It was like not everybody had to go, but you like a couple people volunteered and they were like the point people for managing those situations. Cam was one of them and he went to learn CPR. Now he's certified and he's got a vest for situations like that. And yesterday I'm gonna play a little video of what Cam sprung into action and he wanted to make sure everybody was okay. Here's Cam. He had his vest on and he was out the door walking around with his arms like this. He was ready to go.
You got to show that to Mr. Doug Fletcher. Mr. Doug Fletcher is a client of ours and he's kind of OSHA related. OSHA adjacent.
Cam already showed him this morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's the first thing he said after I showed him the video. It's like, we got to show Doug. But he was in it. He sprung to action. I feel safe now with Cam right next door. If anything should happen, he has his vest at the ready.
Is it like hanging on his door?
I'm not sure. It's like Superman. It's always under his shirt. You just take his shirt off. Yeah. But it was like 15 minutes of just shrill. And I've got a fire alarm right here in my office. So it was like scared.
Well, that's good to find out. Didn't know that, did you? Well, it's probably fortunate you weren't recording somebody.
Mm-hmm. And no clients were in here at the time recording, like nothing. Yeah.
Right. Anybody wasn't in the middle of something that would have freaked everybody out. Oh my God. That's so funny too. We were at a meeting. I was at meetings last night until 9:30. And the last one was especially long meeting. And anyway,
bar called Meetings?
Oh, I wish there was. It was not called Meetings. It's not called Therapy. It was not called
anything.
All those good bar names that you know of. But when they started the meeting, everybody came in, they had pizza. It was like, come in, get a piece of pizza, have a seat. You know, it was dinner time. So everybody grabbed some pizza. We were all find a place to sit, and one of the guys stood up and welcomed everybody and said, all right, just so y'all know, the bathrooms are out this way to the left. The defibrillator is over here to the right on the wall. And does anybody know CPR? And I'm just like, I didn't see this on the agenda. Am I in the right meeting? I'm like, wait a minute.
Is this lifeguard training? What am I doing?
But several hands went up.
Wow, that's good to know. That's actually not a bad idea to throw that out there at the beginning. So in case something goes down, we know
honestly,
we
in the moment it was funny, but then we were talking about it later, and it's like, you know what? They should do that more often. Just, I mean, especially when you got a group of people that don't necessarily meet on the regular, just to kind of like get a lay of the land. It's kind of like when you get on a plane. We've talked about this. You get on the airplane, you check to see who's in the exit aisle by the window. Is this somebody you need to help? Or is this somebody that's going to be able to handle their task, you know, or who are you sitting by, like who are you going to have to walk over to get out if something happens?
That's something that they should say on a plane in the beginning.
On a plane.
Like, yeah, does anybody here know the Heimlich maneuver, CPR? Is there a physician or a nurse or somebody that's willing, you know, if in
wants
case
to identify themselves? Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I mean, now looking back and the whole at the beginning of the meeting, you know, the bathrooms are over here to the, you know, the V-fibs, whatever is hanging on the wall. The paddles are over here. You know, the fire alarm is blah, blah, blah. I mean, it was just kind of like this real quick safety rundown. And I was like, that's kind of smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's genius. You're right. It's at first I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. But no, it's actually really smart.
Caught me off guard.
Yeah,
it did catch me off guard. So it was kind of cool. So anyway, so what, where do you want to start? I've got a couple of emails. I've got a couple of, we've got some pictures to share. I'm going to say hi to Tara. Hello, Jillian, Denise. You said hi to Nikki, everybody else. Just be sure to pop in and say hi.
I'm on the lookout. Maybe this is something that, you guys can help me in the comments. I, apparently, according to my wife, I love my wife, my under eyes.
Why do you
here,
always have to throw that out there when you're going to tell a story?
Just because I just love her a lot.
No, you sound guilty as shit.
Well,
every time you say
so,
that.
First of all, I'm on the apology tour this today because I accidentally, I don't know why, I don't know how, but I left the refrigerator door open when I left for work. Not all the way, just cracked.
It doesn't matter.
I know. That's almost word for word what she said in the message. And so I'm on the apology tour. So she's like, my ass is grass and I owe her a naughty dinner tonight. So I'm like, whatever. I don't care. Whatever you want, we'll get. So, but according to my wife, I love my wife. She is, she said that my under eye right here, my skin is starting to look like a scrotum. I'm using the medical term. That's not the term she used, but it's for the same.
Did you happen to see, we've talked about Hugh Grant. He was on the red carpet a couple weeks ago, made waves, but he was talking about, oh God, what's her name? Oh, that he used to date, hot chick from England.
Oh, Hurley, Elizabeth Hurley.
Thank you. Yeah, that she looks amazing, and he said he looks like scrotum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was funny.
He says, well, I don't understand it. We're the same age. I don't understand it. He says, look.
Then samesies. So yeah, I'm on the hunt for an under eye tightening whatever cream or moisturizer.
She's like
there's one like specifically for guys. I was talking to one of Melissa Rivers' producers yesterday, and she was saying, yeah, get up. There's like little tightener thingies you can put that will tighten that, firm that skin up, but nothing beats in your, she goes, you're getting older, dude, but that'll help. Like, thanks.
And there, hold on just a second here. I got to look something up real quick. There is stuff I remember that used to be really popular, and not just Preparation H, thank you, but I know some people have used that. If you want to use
on
that.
Your under your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Just saying.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll whatever.
Jeff, nothing worse than scrutinize. I get what you're saying. That's funny. I'm just like, there's a brand, like, is it called like Strive or maybe somebody knows what I'm talking about. Striving something. Oh God, what is it? That's supposed to work for that as well. We'll see if we can't get some suggestions though for you.
And Beth has a couple
preparation
things lined up for
H,
me, but I'm just thought I'd throw it out.
Preparation H used to be one that they would throw, right under right there. Okay. Or it's just a matter of an ice pack sometimes, or like, you know, they have those gel packs that you can put on to make your eyes not look tired to kind of,
okay.
That also works, which, so it's not a cream. Jeff, he had to clarify scrotumize.
Yeah.
He was doing voice to text. I knew what you meant, Jeff. Yeah. I kind of like scrutinize. Oh, tight hair bun. That won't work here.
No, unfortunately, that won't work. Otherwise, totally. I would. You okay?
Yeah. My just was.
Okay.
I snorted when he wrote that. That's kind of funny. Anyway, so yeah. So we'll see if we can help you out. Maybe somebody has a secret they want to share.
Okay. That'll work. I'm down.
Okay, so I can't remember who wrote this in. Gosh darn it. On Facebook, somebody sent me a note and said, oh my God, Jill, they could be fixing this. And he sent a link. And it's literally from FTC.gov, Federal Trade Commission. And I'm like, what did I talk about? What the heck were we doing? And I like this. This, what it is a story about, you remember we were talking about the fact that you sign up for crap and then you go to unsign up for crap and you have to call somebody between the hours of 11 and 1 Pacific time on Tuesday or something ridiculous and you can never get canceled.
Or go into an actual location to a gym, whatever, to cancel. You can't cancel.
Yeah. Right? They're addressing that.
Good.
It has to be as easy to cancel as it was to sign up.
Good.
And I'm going through that right now with somebody for something that I signed up for and is great and is fine, but I don't need it anymore. And I want to cancel and I go to cancel and you go through this whole process. And then they do the 19 pages of, are you sure? Because we can give you 2 months free and then you can da 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 da, you know, and I'm like, no, cancel.
Yeah.
And it goes to the next one. You can have the next month for no, cancel. And it's like page. And then finally you get to the last page and it says, because of the kind of membership you have, you're going to need to call this number.
Oh my gosh.
Between 9 and 2 Pacific time or something like that. So I don't know what time
that
is.
That's ridiculous. And if you do have the service, that whatever service that is or services that make it hard to cancel, it makes you never want to ever go back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I will remember this. Mm-hmm. So I will not be back. Cause like right now you probably noticed this too. Netflix, Hulu, Sling, all those guys, they make it super simple. If you want to pause, if you want to cancel, when you come back, no big deal, sign you back up. And sometimes you just take a break for a while and then you come back and it's all good. But they don't make it difficult for you to go away.
Yep.
Because they know you probably won't come back.
It's smarmy and gross when you're feeling trapped like that.
100%. So thank you for sending that link. But it's not done yet, but apparently they're working on that.
Good.
They're reworking the rules from freaking 1973 on this crap. And speaking of memberships, Blockbuster's website is active again.
I saw that online, random.
So I pulled up a story here and it just said, for some reason, antiquated but still beloved movie rental retailer has a live website. And remember, they went away, and it was been almost 10 years ago that they went away because, as many said, they didn't make the transition like Netflix did and others. Netflix was sending you physical copies, right?
Redbox is another one that finally has a, you can rent movies on their website now, but there's still one of our new guys, Brandon, a couple weeks ago, him and moved into a house with some buddies and they didn't have internet for like a week. He's like, I was going crazy. So they actually went and got an actual Redbox, went to Redbox and got a DVD. They played it in their PS4 or whatever. He's like, I didn't think those were still around.
Thank God they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while. So right now there's just a lot of theories about what's going on. Some people had tweeted out that it was out there. Somebody says, new business idea. We're going to come back as a bank and use VHS and DVDs as currency. Time to go visit your mom. I'm like, that's funny. And the company joking about reopening. It was a joke, but then 3 days later, Twitter users realized that the Blockbuster website was actually active and the message on the homepage, we're working on rewinding your movie.
Wow. What is cryptic? I like it.
So I don't know what it means yet. We'll see what happens, but kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, got a picture for you. There's a trademark dispute that's out there, and it involves Jack Daniels.
Okay.
And they're upset. Supreme Court discussed on Wednesday the complexities of federal trademark law in a case involving Jack Daniels bottles and a dog toy. I think this is from BarkBox. I don't know if I have one, but I might. Okay. Anybody recognize this picture?
Bad Spaniels. That's funny. So Jack Daniels is pissed?
Apparently, Jack Daniels is mad. And so the Supreme Court is involved. So Bad Spaniel, Silly Squeaker, looks a little bit too much like the Jack Daniels bottle. And so a lawsuit was filed by the distiller against the manufacturer of the toy, saying they violated federal trademark laws.
I mean, it's Yeah, obviously.
Come on.
I mean, they need to let it go. It's that's so stupid. Instead of filing a lawsuit, like say I would go to them and like, okay, dude, we know what you're doing. Give us a cut or whatever. Instead of suing, what is that?
Exactly. Exactly.
But they could have like hit it a little bit more. Like it looks exactly like it.
I thought it was funny. It's a parody, obviously. Mm-hmm. There are a variety of trademarks that the firm ridicules. It's Mountain Drool, Doggy Walker, Canine Colon, Dos Perros. I don't know what that means. Okay. But anyway, so the question is, did Jack Daniels approve it? Did they need to? Literally, they're arguing this case. They literally are. They're taking up our time with this. I think Jack Daniels should just say thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyway, you had a picture too.
We actually got a text earlier in the week. I wanted to save it for our Friday episode. We got a text from Jillian. She says, Jill, you talked about Jack not liking to get his feet cleaned or having to clean his feet when they're all dirty when they come in the house.
Is this our Jillian on here?
It might be. It
we'll
might be.
Check.
Our husky ghost tore up our yard too. He super hates getting his paws cleaned. Happy spring to all the dog lovers, Jillian. And she attached a picture of her daughter.
She said, yep, it's her.
her husky ghost getting his paws clean. And we here is a picture, and we covered your daughter's face, Julian. There, he looks not happy. Look at all the mud on the floor, too. Oh my gosh, he's so not happy.
I love husky faces.
So not happy.
That's so
funny.
Expressive.
Thanks for the picture, Julian. That's funny.
That's funny. I like it. Oh, let's see here. What else is going on in the world, Pat?
Creighton plays today. I'm excited about that.
Tonight. Yes.
Yeah, it's tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so they're playing Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
And if they win this game, then they go to Houston, right?
No, I think they're in
Aren't they in Louisville tonight?
They're in Louisville tonight. And then I think they're in Louisville for the next two games. And then if they are in the final four, they go to Houston.
Oh, okay.
Because if they win tonight, they'll be in the Elite Eight. And then if they win on Saturday or Sunday, then that'll be Final Four. And Final Four is in Houston and the finals.
And so this all wraps up what? Next Monday.
I think Monday night?
From Monday.
Yeah.
The first or something like that. April,
yep.
April, whatever it is. Okay, cool. All right. There was a story I wanted to grab real quick. That was from Channel 7. They threw it out there. There was a celebration for a tortoise that had a birthday, Mr. Pickles, 90 years old. And said his birthday is kind of a big deal. You get it?
Oh, God.
He became a father for the first time.
At 90.
90-year-old, and he is a resident of the Houston Zoo. And his babies are Dill, Gherkin, and Jalapeno.
They're super cute, too, by the way. They're super cute.
So I loved it. So anyway... So yeah, so that's it. It's been kind of a slow week, man. Oh, Jillian just said her dog's an ass hat. That's funny. He's got attitude all over his face. He's hilarious. I love him. guys, I'm trying to think. Good. Just kind of a little wrap up.
Yeah.
Little
head out you can go down to Hail Varsity Club, watch the game tonight. Also, Caitlin Saws, who was on our show last summer. She was one of the first people to ever perform live at Hail Varsity Club. She's there tonight.
And she was the first,
yeah,
as a matter of fact. Is she what time? She's before the game. So I think she plays like from 7 to 8 or something like that.
Yeah, games at 8 or 8:10 or whatever. And yeah, she's there before that.
Yeah. So if you're wanting a place to go watch the game, that would be a really good place to do it.
Yep, for sure. So yeah, you guys have an awesome weekend, everybody. And we'll be back on Monday. And you can slide into our DMs all weekend. It's Pat and JT everywhere.
JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.